morning. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. We are excited that the NCAA tournament starts today. This is the Butler fight song behind me. Of course, I'm a big Butler Bulldog fan, but you're pulling for your Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah, me and Barack Obama. What now? Both got him picked as a number one winner.
Okay, stop it already,
don't
okay?
Hate.
But we've been taking your recommendations pretty much all morning long on if we lose, if my Butler team loses, and if your IU team loses, whoever loses first in the bracket. We have to do something. So we've been taking your bet propositions all morning. Been getting a lot of good recommendations. Somebody has to dye their hair hot pink if we lose. Somebody else said, if Butler loses, I have to buy tickets for you for an IU game next year.
Ooh,
I doubt I want to dip into my wallet for your IU tickets next year, but that's a great recommendation by Crystal. 239-1009. You had another one, Rachel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, someone hit me up on Twitter. They said, loser of the bet gets the winner school's logo tattooed on them. And then they added a boom.
That is a serious. I would like a big...
That's a little... I don't want it to follow me for a life.
I would love a big tramp stamp of a bulldog on the small of your back, Rachel. Do you think that would look good or no?
Not
a Butler bulldog?
I mean, I'm not worried at all because let's be honest about what's going to happen here, Kyle.
All right. Hey, good morning. What's your bet recommendation for us?
It has to be something girly, and Rachel has to do something gross.
Hey, I'm down for that. That's I don't know what true. That would be. Rachel's from Brown County. It takes a lot to gross
it
her out.
It does take a lot to gross me out. I've done it all.
I can't think of anything really original. I like the costume, the mascot suit.
All right, we might have to do that. Hey, thank you for the call, all right?
Thanks, bye.
Radio Now, hello?
Yeah, I had a suggestion for the bet that they were just talking about.
Yes,
yeah,
go for
you,
it.
What do you think?
You have to get on air and sing the other team's fight song.
Ooh, like, that could be good.
Lyrical magic. See, I don't even know the Butler one. I could hear the music and see the words, and I still wouldn't know how it goes.
It's all right. We'll get you the Butler fight song script, Rachel. It'll be all good.
It's
I'll play
really
the little.
Fine. I don't have to worry about that, though.
Going all the way.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm not even going to have to worry about this. You better get well versed in that cream and crimson, baby.
I'm going all the way, baby. When Butler loses, you have to dance like Magic Mike and sing the song, too.
Hell, I already danced like Magic Mike on the weekends. The singing part I'll have to work
Magic
on.
Magic Mike was blind.
Hey, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks for listening.
No problem.
Don't make fun of my Magic Mike dance
so
moves
true.
Like that, all right?
Someone hit the lights.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.